Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Novaline here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Let's be real, our phones are amazing tools that connect us, entertain us, keep us organized. But let's face it, sometimes they feel like they're running the show, right? Ever find yourself scrolling through social media for hours, only to realize you barely talk to anyone all day? That feeling of missing out on real-life connection while glued to a screen. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into creating that sweet spot, a healthy balance between technology and those precious human connections that truly enrich our lives. Because guess what? It's not about ditching your phone altogether. It's about taking control, being intentional with how you use it, and making sure it doesn't steal away the moments that matter most. Think of it like this. Technology is a tool, like a hammer or a paintbrush. Powerful stuff, but it's up to us to decide what we build with it. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your time and nurture those real-life connections. Number 1. Mindful scrolling is your superpower. Seriously, pay attention to how often you reach for your phone out of habit. You know that feeling when your hand just automatically goes to your pocket? Break that cycle. Instead of mindlessly scrolling through feeds, ask yourself, what do I really want right now? Maybe it's a quick check of the news or connecting with a friend. Or maybe you just need a few minutes of silence and fresh air. Be intentional about those digital moments. Number 2. Designate phone-free zones. This is huge. Imagine your dinner table, that cozy weekend brunch with friends, or even your bedroom places where your phone stays out of sight, off the table, creating space for genuine connection. These zones become havens for real conversations and shared experiences. It's like saying to yourself, hey, I'm here now, present in this moment. Number 3. Reconnect with offline activities. Remember that feeling of pure joy when you were lost in a good book? Or the satisfaction of creating something with your hands? Those hobbies and interests that used to light you up, bring them back. It could be anything from painting, playing an instrument, hiking, or even just taking a walk in nature. Number 4. Schedule real-life interactions. We're busy, I get it. But sometimes, we need to treat our relationships like important appointments. Reach out to a friend you haven't seen in a while, schedule a coffee date, or plan a game night with family. Put those connections on your calendar and make them happen. Number 5. Practice active listening. When you're with someone, really listen. Put away the phone, make eye contact, and engage with what they're saying. Show genuine interest and ask thoughtful questions. Remember, real connection happens when we give our undivided attention to each other. Okay, so imagine this. You're having dinner with friends. The conversation is flowing, laughter fills the room, and everyone feels genuinely connected. But then someone pulls out their phone, starts scrolling, and the mood shifts. Suddenly, you're all staring at your screens instead of each other. Sounds familiar? This is exactly why those designated phone-free zones are so important. By creating a space where technology takes a backseat, we encourage genuine interaction and create memories that last longer than a fleeting social media post. Remember, finding that balance isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about making conscious choices each day to prioritize those human connections that make life truly meaningful. So, go out there, put down your phone where it matters most, and reconnect with the people who bring joy and meaning to your life. And as always, share your thoughts, stories, and successes in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay connected, stay intentional, and remember your phone isn't the villain, it's a tool. You're in control.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.